The Capital District Transportation Authority has officially launched its Navigator Smart Card system. CDTA has moved Navigator out of the test phase. The fare payment system is a combination smart card and phone app. Mark Egan is president of the Capital Region Chamber of Commerce.
This is my phone, but to my kids who are 14 and 17, they never make a phone call, but they're on this all the time. They expect that they can do almost anything through this phone. And that's really what Navigator is about.
Riders set up their Navigator accounts online through their phone or by stopping by a retail outlet. Scott Jarzombek with the Albany Public Library says cards are also being made available at all branches.
The fact that every one of our seven branches is on at least one CDTA bus line is important to our patrons. Many of the people who visit the library every day get there by bus, allowing people to buy and replenish Navigator cards at any of our locations simply makes their life easier.
Customers will get a discount for using the cards, which, with a tap on the fare box, move funds to pay for your ride. There's a computer chip inside instead of a magnetic strip. Plans call for Navigator to be used as the payment system when CDTA's bike sharing program rolls out, and customers will be able to use the phone app to check bus schedules as well. CDTA CEO Carm Basile says cardholders will be given perks.
Birthdays, anniversary days, certain holidays. We can now either reduce the fare, remove the fare, modify the fare. We can say, hey, you ride every day, you're going to be rewarded once a month. Only caveat is it requires registration. You'll register your card. And in addition to the perks, when you register the card, no longer is a stolen card or a lost card a big deal. Will replace the card.
The familiar swiper cards and paper passes will still be available for most of 2017. Riders will be made aware of a final transition plan in the near future. Officials promise the phone app will be activated soon. And there's more information on Navigator at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.